We are glad to present your speaker, Don Blackwell.
But I was driving home from work one night and I passed a sign in front of a denominational church building that said something like this. It said, "Christmas is a time to look upward, let's put Christ back in Christmas." And not far from there, I saw a display in someone's yard and it depicted Santa Claus standing next to a sign. And the sign said, "Jesus is the reason for the season." And for many people, that particular thought represents the thinking of many people, that Christmas is a Christian holiday. Most people in the religious world, especially in the denominational world, for them, December the 25th marks the birthday of Jesus into this world. And because of that, many denominational churches put on plays at this time of the year depicting the birth of Christ. And nativity scenes are very popular decorations in front of church buildings and in front of people's houses. And there are stars and angels adorning people's houses, and folks sing songs such as "Joy to the World" and "Silent Night" as holiday carols. And preachers, of course, are dusting off their sermons on Luke chapter 2, and they're telling about the journey of Joseph and Mary to the city of Bethlehem so that they can be taxed by Caesar Augustus, and how when they arrived they found no room in the inn, and so they stayed in the stable, and Christ was born and laid in a manger. And they tell that old familiar story about the birth of Jesus. And you see people who have not had an ounce of religion all year long show up at church buildings, and they will tell you that Jesus is the reason for the season. Now, with all of this going on, sometimes members of the Lord's church wonder what's true and what's not. Should I participate in Christmas festivities? Should I put up a Christmas tree? Should we exchange gifts? Should I celebrate the birth of Jesus on that day? I want for us to talk about some of these things tonight, and I want for us to examine the statement that Jesus is the reason for the season. First, I want for us to notice that Jesus is not the reason for the word Christmas. The word Christmas actually comes from two words, Christ and Mass. And of course, it's a term that originated with the Roman Catholic Church, referring to a gathering or a Mass of that religious organization. The Christ Mass is a special Mass whereby Jesus Christ is re-sacrificed in the observance of the Lord's Supper. And this particular Mass is performed in commemoration of the birth of Christ. It's very interesting to note that the use of the word Christmas did not even come into use until the 11th century. So about 1,000 years after Christ left this earth is the first time the word was ever even used. Jesus is not the reason for the word Christmas. Secondly, Jesus is not the reason for Christmas Day. For many people in the religious world, they will tell you December 25th is the birthday of Jesus. And on that basis, it's a time of religious festivities. But there are a lot of people that celebrate the birth of Jesus, but they do it on other days. The Armenian Church observes Christ's birthday on January the 9th. The Orthodox Church celebrates it on January the 19th. If you go back through history, there have been many different dates which they celebrated the birthday of Christ. But the question that we want answered is not when do men say it is, but really, what does God say about it? And the fact of the matter is, God does not give a specific date concerning the birth of Christ. Luke chapter 2 and verse 11 says, "For unto you this day in the city of David a Savior is born, which is Christ the Lord." And that's all we're told concerning the date. The Bible does not give a specific date. In fact, if you look at the biblical evidence, it seems to point to a time other than December or January. The fact that the shepherds were in the field would indicate that it was not December, because December is cold and rainy in Judea. It would not have been a likely time that the shepherds would have been in the field. Also, the fact that Jesus' parents were going to Bethlehem to register in a Roman census. I was reading that such censuses were not taken in the wintertime because temperatures would drop, it would be freezing, it was difficult to road conditions, it was hard for people to travel for a census. And so it wasn't practical and it would have been self-defeating. But the Bible does not give us a specific date. But more importantly than that, the Bible does not give us a command to celebrate the birth of Christ. The only day that is set aside in the New Testament as a day of religious observance is Sunday, the first day of the week. Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, we're told to follow the pattern of the early Christians. They met on the first day of the week, the day that Christ rose from the dead. We're to partake of the Lord's Supper, remembering not Jesus' birth, but rather His death. There is no date given concerning the birth of Christ. There is no command given to celebrate the birth of Christ. And therefore, there's no authority for us to incorporate this occasion as one of religious observance to be celebrated by Christians. The conclusion, then, is that Christ is not the reason for the celebration of Christmas. In fact, if you look back at secular history, you will not find Christmas in Bible times. The first time that they even tried to celebrate Christ's birth, I told you the name Christmas didn't come till the 11th century, but the first time a group of people tried to celebrate it was during the 2nd century. Probably during the reign of the Roman Emperor Commodus, who died about 180 A.D. And when the celebration began, it seems that it was celebrated in the spring of the year, sometimes as late as April or May, and it was not until the 4th century that religious leaders decided to move it to December 25th. Now listen to this. I was reading this, thought it was very interesting. The reason that they moved it to December the 25th was not because someone had determined that that's when Jesus was born, but rather they moved it to that date to counter pagan festivities that were associated with the winter solstice. You see, the pagans had a celebration at that time of the year, and so the, quote, Christians wanted something to compete with this. I thought it was very interesting, too, that the article that I was reading said that even though Christmas started as a religious festival, since the time of the Industrial Revolution, it says that it has been developed as a commercial holiday. Well, concerning the origin of Christmas, the Bible and secular history both tell us Jesus is not the reason for Christmas. Well, I want you to notice with me also, number three, Jesus is not the reason for the Christmas tree. I read that the Christmas tree, the idea of the Christmas tree originated in Germany. There, they had evergreen trees that were worshipped because they symbolized eternal life. They went through the winter and they maintained life. They didn't turn brown like the other trees. And so it symbolized eternal life to them. And somehow this was incorporated into the holiday called Christmas. And so Jesus is not the reason for the Christmas tree. Jesus also is not the reason for the Yule log. The encyclopedia says that the origins of the Yule log can be traced back to Northern Europe, to the midwinter festivals in which the Norsemen indulged nights filled with feasting, drinking Yule, and watching the fire leap around the log burning in the hearth. The ceremonies and their beliefs associated with the Yule log's sacred origins are closely linked to representations of health and fruitfulness and productivity. And so it was pagan in origin. Jesus is not the reason for the Yule log, nor is Jesus the reason for the Christmas stocking. Christmas stockings originated in France. It was taught there that a fairy would come and fill the stockings of children according to their past behaviors. Those who were good received good gifts. Those who were bad received ashes in their stocking. So Christ is not the reason for Christmas stockings, nor is Christ the reason for mistletoe. Mistletoe came from the Druids, who thought that this particular plant contained magical powers. And so Christ is not the reason we use mistletoe. Neither is Jesus the reason for Christmas lights. Some people believe that Christmas lights probably came from the Festival of Lights, or Hanukkah, that's celebrated by the Jewish religion. It's celebrated in December to remember the rededication of the temple by Judas Maccabees in 165 B.C. And so Jesus is not the reason for Christmas lights. Neither is Jesus the reason for Santa Claus. Santa Claus is said to be the ghost of St. Nicholas, who was a bishop in Holland during the 4th century. Now, consider that. Jesus is not the reason for Santa Claus, for Christmas lights, for mistletoe, for Christmas stockings, for the Yule log, for the Christmas tree, for the word Christmas, for the celebration on December the 25th. Now, what does all of that tell us when we look at it? It ought to be clear to us that Jesus is not the reason for the season. Now, what does all of this mean to us? What it means to us is this. As a religious holiday set by God, Christmas is no such thing. The Lord has not given us the date of Christ's birth. He has not given us a commandment to celebrate it, nor has He specifically given us any authority to teach it as a divinely sanctioned holiday. In fact, if you look at Christmas through the eyes of the New Testament, it doesn't exist. There's no such thing. Well, the question that oftentimes comes up then is it wrong then for Christians to celebrate Christmas? And this is a question that many Christians have struggled with. Now, in the scripture reading tonight, we had Romans chapter 14 read to you. It's a chapter that deals with matters of conscience and matters of personal scruples. And that is, the thrust of that chapter is, if you believe something is wrong in your personal conscience and you do it anyway, you are sinning. It says, whatsoever is not of faith is of sin. That's not talking about the faith. It's not talking about faith in Christ. It's talking about matters of personal conscience. And so if you're a person who believes that it's wrong to celebrate Christmas, but you do it anyway and you violate your conscience, then you're sinning by doing that. But for many faithful Christians, for many members of the Lord's church, Christmas is not a religious holiday. It's just a secular holiday. They don't believe that Christ was born on December 25th, and they don't celebrate it for that reason. They don't celebrate Christmas as Christ's birthday. They simply view Christmas as a secular holiday in which they spend time with their family, they exchange gifts, they decorate their house, they enjoy the lights and the festivities, and these things can be done without any religious observances whatsoever and without violating any biblical principles. For them, Christmas is nothing more than a time to get together, to fellowship, to have fun and love with the family and friends. Now, sometimes people will argue, they'll say, well, Christmas is of Catholic origin. And so even using that word or celebrating it in any way is wrong because it perpetuates the error. I've got several problems with that argument. Number one, the word Christmas no longer represents a specific Christ Mass. That, because in the beginning it was celebrated that way, or that was the origin of the word, it no longer means that to us today. When you say Christmas today, people think of this holiday. They don't think of a Christ Mass. In fact, Christmas is a day that is now celebrated as a holiday, both by Catholics and non-Catholics, both by believers in Christ and by atheists. The word has taken on a totally different meaning than it had in the beginning. And secondly, it's inconsistent for us to reject a holiday based on the origin of the word. If we did that, we could not even use the word Sunday, because the word Sunday comes from the sacred day of the sun, dedicated to the God of the sun. We could not use the word Thursday because it refers to the day of the war god, Thor. And we could say the same thing about some of our other days and a number of our months of the year as well. But you see, to us, Thursday is not a day to honor Thor, the war god. It's the fifth day of the week. And we could say the same thing about Christmas. To us, Christmas is not a mass for Christ. It's a day of joy and gladness and warmth where friends and loved ones meet together and mingle together, exchange gifts and good wishes, and relax in a season of fun and happiness and goodwill. Is it wrong for Christians to celebrate Christmas? No, not in its proper context. It's not wrong. Is it wrong for Christians to put up a Christmas tree? No, it's not wrong for them to do that. Is it wrong for them to have lights on their house or to sing jingle bells? No, there's nothing wrong with that. But we need to have the understanding that Jesus is not the reason for the season. And so because of that, I'm not going to put a nativity scene on my lawn. And I'm not going to put an angel on top of my tree or a star of Bethlehem on top of my tree. But am I going to take the day off and get some presents? I sure hope so. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you know, even though I'm going to do that, it's with the understanding that Jesus is not the reason for the season. Now, with that understanding, Jesus is not the reason for the season, we need to appreciate and understand that Jesus is the reason for a number of other things. Jesus is, first, the reason for redemption. Romans chapter 3 and verse 24 says, being freely justified by His grace through the redemption we have in Christ Jesus. It was Jesus who gave Himself to redeem us, to buy us back from all iniquity. And Ephesians 1 and verse 7 says that we have redemption through the blood of Christ. And so Christ shed His blood and provided redemption for all men who are willing to accept it. Jesus is the reason for redemption. Secondly, Jesus is the reason for salvation. John the Baptist, when he first saw Christ, said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. John 1:29. John 3:17 said, God sent not His Son into this world to condemn it, but that the world through Him might be saved. The Apostle Paul wrote, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Romans 1:16. Jesus is the reason for redemption. He is the reason for salvation. He is, number three, the reason for eternal life. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Apostle John wrote, and this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life, and this eternal life is in His Son. 1 John 5:11. Jesus is the reason for redemption, for salvation, for eternal life. And finally, Jesus is the reason for the facts of the gospel. He is the reason for the gospel plan of salvation. Sometimes we talk, in fact, at the end of every sermon, we talk about the things that a person must do to become a child of God. And Jesus is the reason for those facts. The gospel plan of salvation teaches that a man must hear the gospel, Romans 10:17. He must believe it, Mark 16:15-16. He must repent of his sins, Acts 2:38. He must confess his faith in Christ, Romans 10:9-10. And he must be baptized in water for the remission of sins, Acts 2:38, Acts 22:16, and a number of others. And Jesus is the reason for those facts. You see, when Christ sent His Son to die, the Lord did His part. The facts of the gospel plan of salvation, that's our part. And Jesus is the reason for those things.